Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Butt First Coffee Wake Up Call, the podcast where the message that is needed comes through when it is needed. With how much our world is changing so rapidly and intensely, we are going to learn together how to adapt and improvise and overcome as we move through it all. I'm your host, Kelly Greeno, aka the Oracle in a Hoodie. Let's get to it. Hello. So today, I've just been thinking about how, this is just me personally, but I'm sure it's common for some other people, that you can call it strong-willed, stubborn, rebellious, bitchy. Closed off. I don't know. You could probably label it a whole lot of things, but I titled this little spiel that I wanted to talk about, your cutoff. You could be a metal, the elemental constitutions. It's a metal constitution thing. It's a defined heart or will or ego center thing. If you're in human design, there's a lot of different terms that you can call it or can label it, but it's probably been the hardest lesson for me and the hardest trait for me to figure out and understand for myself, for me to really get to that place of self-acceptance, of integration, of understanding, of balancing, of not judging. And it's this ability or this tendency or this habit or this pattern or this way of being very good at cutting things off, at being able to, my family actually calls it the purge. That I can look at this with people and relationships. I can look at it as I'm really good at holding boundaries or my own standards and backing myself of, I don't have a problem and I don't struggle with if someone does something that I don't like, or, if I have a line or a boundary that has been crossed, I don't have an issue with being like, yeah, fuck off. Like, we're done. I talk about this a lot with relationships with friends of mine, and being able to understand their standards and how they're being treated and implementing boundaries. And my personality type and how I am and some of the habits that I have or conditioning that I have is I jump from 0 to 100 very quickly. And I've had to learn that I don't have to jump all the way to 100. And I don't have to blow anything up when I'm ending relationships or changing levels or overcoming something so big and so hard to get to the next level. It's this concept of really being able to understand that we each have our own ability and our own way of knowing when enough is enough. And for me personally, and for my personality type and how energy processes through me, I don't have an issue with being able to put the cut in place and just be like, we're done. I don't want it. I don't need it. We're done. And it can be with people. I do this with stuff or like things in our house of like when I'm done using something or implementing something or cleaning the fucking kitchen, guys. Like, I could do this anywhere. Cleaning the kitchen and being like, well, we don't use this. We don't use that. This is just taking up space. And I purge it. I can get rid of it. I cut it off. I throw it out and I'm done with it. And I've had to learn through trial and error a few times with stuff like that, that like usually there's a point a couple years down the road when I'm like, where did that thing go? I wish I had that. And I have to realize, oh, I'm the one that made the decision to throw it out. I'm the one that made the decision to cut it off. I'm the one that made that decision to say, I'm done, we're over, get out. And I do that. It's not that I do it heartlessly or unemotionally. It's just that that ability seems to be something that's very easy for me. And I think that's a good skill to have. But I've had to learn that that's operating at the other end of the same spectrum or two sides of the same coin from people that struggle to let go, people that hang on to things too long, people, relationships, stuff in your kitchen, concepts, ideas, jobs. And the people that struggle to let go of those things for various reasons, usually it's something along the lines of, I don't want to hurt other people, I don't want to disappoint other people, I have expectations to live up to. And if you're in human design, this is very much that defined heart center or will center. And I'm noticing this because it's not as common. I wrote a thing about it with motivation the other day. It's the same center that energy is coming from and that capacity. And I have a defined center, and only 35% of people have that center defined. So there's a lot of people that I'm learning from that are on the flip side of that, on that opened center, and they're living in the space of struggling to cut things off, struggling to end things, struggling when to hold boundaries or to end things when it's not supporting them or serving them in some way. And I've had to really come to terms. And like I said, this is the hardest lesson for myself that I've had to learn and understand and accept about myself, that there's those two ways are two sides of the same coin, meaning it's not a great thing to live at one end of this spectrum or the other. It's detrimental to ourself, to our balance, to our relationships, to our life in a lot of ways to live in those extremes. What we need to be able to do, and this is with any topic, but with this one in particular, is to be able to move along that spectrum with more freedom. To be able to know that sometimes we do need to cut things off or let things go or end things, but learning how to do that with a little bit more grace, compassion, balance, understanding, acceptance is how to really embody and integrate that end of the spectrum. And the other end, when we struggle to let go and we're worried about affecting other people in some way, hurting other people in some way, that like bleeding heart type of thing, and it can be very martyrish in a lot of ways. Living at that end of the spectrum, being able to integrate and embody and really embrace having that type of compassion, but this is that end of the spectrum is about learning more self-care, self-love, boundaries for ourselves and respecting ourselves as much as we're respecting the others. We may not want to hurt other people's feelings or opinions or disappoint someone else, but in that process of being controlled by that at this end of the spectrum, we are starting to affect ourselves. We're hurting our own feelings, hurting our own emotions, hurting our own expectations for ourselves. So learning how to balance and find that balance for ourselves in both of those things. And that really is about understanding that we move along that spectrum. We move from one end to the other. We swing on a pendulum, and we can do it in a way that is so supportive of ourselves and of everyone involved. That's what the integration piece, that's what growth, that's what evolution is really about, is that how you've always done things and how you've chosen to do things in the past isn't going to serve you so much anymore. You need to be willing to change and adjust and find new ways. That doesn't mean just flipping to the other side. I used to work with a mentor who used defiance and compliance. This is kind of the same concept. Defiance and compliance are two sides of the same coin. You can live in complete compliance, right? This is just different languaging to help it resonate a little bit differently with you if this whole language of defined will isn't working. Compliance and defiance are two sides of the same coin. You can live in complete defiance, complete rebel mode, complete fuck off, fuck you energy. And just because you told me to, I'm not going to do it, of that digging in your heels type of attitude, and I'm going to do the opposite. You can live in the opposite end of that spectrum, on the other side of that coin, and live in compliance, which is, I'm going to do what everyone else expected to me. That's the good girl energy and attitude. It's people-pleasing, it's codependence, and that type of energy. Again, same concept. Living in either extreme isn't going to serve you or serve anyone else. Learning to find your alliance or your alignment or your balance or integration of both of those things and moving along the spectrum to find what works for you in each situation, in each relationship, in each experience is where we really do find a much deeper, more grounded, and even higher level of experience in being human, in evolution, within ourselves. And this is so hard for me to really untangle why I choose to be like, when we're done, we're done. And I don't have a problem cutting it and letting it go. And I can be very self-confident in that and know that everything's going to be fine. It's going to work out. But also being able to acknowledge when that was harmful or when it made things more difficult or more dramatic than was necessary. Swallowing my quote unquote pride in a lot of ways, right? Looking at my ego in a lot of ways. And that self-responsibility, that self-reflection is where the value comes, and you're going to be able to find that alliance, that middle ground, that balance. So I don't have a problem setting boundaries, but I can learn how to do boundaries with more compassion. I can learn how to have more compassion for myself in the process as well as for others. I can also help others and support others and that have been in that martyrdom, in the codependence, in the people pleasing, learning how to set the boundaries, because to them setting a boundary feels very very selfish. It can feel very like I'm being a spoiled brat. It can feel like they're being very hurtful to other people. So learning how to manage and move along that spectrum and shift for yourself is going to allow you to actually be able to understand where your boundaries do need to be firmer, and maybe you do need to cut some things off. Sometimes burn a bridge. Sometimes that is applicable. And also sometimes it's valuable to learn where to just shut the door, or to know where I'm telling someone, no, you can't come any further, but I'm saying that for now, and maybe things are still open in the future, and coming back to that door and knowing it could be reopened. It can, it doesn't need to be this big dramatic announcement or something, or blowing things up as we've done in the past. But that's this whole process of being able to look at and acknowledge the value of both ends of the spectrum, the habits that are not so great on both ends of the spectrum, on where they're good, on where they're bad, on where they're right, on where they're wrong, for both sides, and no longer judging the other side as wrong or weaker or stronger or whatever it means. But being able to find the beauty in all of it, the usefulness in all of it, the grace in all of it, the value of both experiences, and then being able to choose freely because you've released the judgment on being one or the other, you realize that you're actually both. And having both is where the beautiful potency and the value comes from, and being able to elevate to the next level. So I don't know if this is making any sense. I felt like I needed to just sort of acknowledge, like, this has been a hard part for me in my own journey. And it's been a beautiful process to see where I am now versus where I used to be. And I think I started this conversation in my head specifically thinking about my Instagram and my podcast, which is probably where you're watching this, or even my YouTube channel, because I have this tendency to be like, I'm changing direction, I'm changing course, I'm growing, I'm opening a new level, I'm evolving, I'm shifting focus, I'm trying something new, and I want to cut everything from the past off and like delete it all, especially when it comes to like my podcast or YouTube, because there's such a deep trail in there. YouTube in particular, there's such a deep trail. There's so much past and there's so much change. There are things that I have deleted in the past, but it is a struggle for me to leave those things up and be able to see my whole journey and to be like, well, people are going to see that and that's not who I am now. And it's like, yeah, but that's not my responsibility, and this is all a part of my beautiful journey, and I don't need to be at this extreme end of like hating my past self in a lot of ways, of cutting myself off from myself even. Sometimes it's not even ending a relationship with others or boundaries with others. Sometimes it's within ourselves, and the battle of, you know, and quote unquote ego death of, I'm letting go of that. I'm losing this identity part and past part of myself, and I want to cut it off, and I want to burn the bridge, and I want to make it disappear because that's not who I am anymore. So I don't want people to know that or see that. But there's value in seeing that, even for myself to be able to see that and reflect upon that. I don't need to blow this up, but I also don't need to leave absolutely everything, right? And flip to the compliancy side and stay where I am or stay in the same identity, not let go of old things and carry the old with me into the future and past clients, past approaches, past people, past topics, past ways I've been supporting people. I don't need to stick with all of that and carry all of that either. I need to be able to find the balance and the beauty of both ends and find where I am in the middle in that alliance of, are there things that I do need to cut off or delete? Episodes, videos, topics, offers, programs, ways of being or doing things and serving others, ways of showing up. But also, are there things that they can just stay because they are part of the process and the beauty and the journey that I've been through and experienced? Those are the types of questions we can ask. Is it really necessary to cut it off or to cut myself off? Or is it fine to actually just leave it and let that beauty be in a part of that journey and that experience and be something that could be reopened or redone or revisited in the future? And why do I feel like I want to? There's a lot of questions that can be asked to help us find our balance, our integration, our alliance in the middle, to know what's going to ultimately serve us to our highest selves and serve others that we're looking to show up and support in whatever way they might be, in relationship, in parenting, in coaching, in supporting, in teaching, whatever that may look like. So these are some of the questions I've been asking myself as I feel the tendency, I feel the old habit still of cut it all off. You're done. Delete it. Get rid of it. Start from scratch. Start from fresh. Don't let anybody see the old things. I feel that tendency for myself. Just like I know there are friends of mine that I talk to that they feel the habit of themselves and that habit of, I gotta keep it all. I have to hang on to it all. I need to make sure I support everyone. I need to help everyone along the way. I need to make sure I'm not hurting anyone's feelings. I need to stay because it might hurt their feelings. They can feel those habits. You can still feel those things. And you can choose differently now. And that's evolution. And that's growth. Any of this stuff around emotional clearing, energetic clearing, trigger work, shadow work, trauma work. It's not about like, I don't feel fear anymore. I don't do that anymore. I don't feel that tendency. It's that we can feel it. And we know that we choose differently now. We're not at the mercy of reacting to how we've always been or how that conditioning was or how we've always seen things. We can choose differently. That's the freedom that comes from that evolution and that growth and the self-responsibility, self-reflection, mirror work, inner work, trauma work, shadow work, trigger work, all of that stuff. The beauty is that we're giving ourselves the ability to have more freedom and choosing what we actually desire right now and what's actually going to support us without the fears of those judgments or that something bad is going to happen because we've chosen differently or because we change. So I hope this was beneficial. I'm not deleting any of the podcasts or the YouTube episodes or IGTVs that are currently up and out there in the world. I am allowing them to stay, but I am also acknowledging I'm changing again. I'm evolving again. Something else is coming through. Something else is shifting. And I can move into that and let go of the past without deleting or burning bridges or purging or cutting things off from the past and how they've been. They're allowed to stay and to be what they are and still serve some other purpose in the future potentially, or just be there as a memory of the journey that I've been through. I can do both. I don't have to burn the bridges and get rid of that, and I don't have to not move forward. I'm allowed to move forward and evolve and grow, and I can still leave some of the past things. So maybe that's beneficial to some of you. Maybe it's not. But I think it's helpful to understand and acknowledge we all see those things differently. We all approach those things differently, whether it's relationships and boundaries and ending things with others or within ourselves and our own journey and our own process of who we're becoming and what we're doing and what we're offering. And so much has changed in the past year and a half, from 2020 into 2021, that it's okay. It's okay to close doors. It's okay to let go of things. It's okay to keep things open. It's okay to hang on to things for a little while. It's okay to let go of things. It's okay to choose a new path and to choose differently so that you can actually find yourself and find your next steps and move forward. That's the point. So be fierce about who you are and what you desire in your life and embrace your truth. See ya. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening on this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, follow. You can contact me on Instagram or Facebook at KellyGrignon. I'm always happy to receive messages and comments and questions, and I love to interact with all of you. You can follow along on my social media, and I look forward to talking to you soon.